We're going to find out about the science and art of scents this morning. Scents, S-C-E-N-T. We have with us Caroline Fabregas, who is the CEO of Scent Marketing. She spent time as in the beauty world of Estee Lauder and Chanel as well. Good morning, Caroline. How are you today?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Now, if someone walks in, like a lady walks in the room and I say, "Whoa, you smell nice," is that a compliment? How do I acknowledge the fact that I enjoy whatever fragrance they may have on at that time?
I think it's always a compliment, because when you are applying a fragrance, it's just giving you that final accessory. It's nice when people notice it.
Right, and let's talk a little bit about the science and art of this. What was the fascination for you that this is sort of your life passion?
Well, you know, it really is an art and a science. And so in our company, we have the opportunity to actually take these amazing brands like Hyatt, for example, and we're able to create signature scents and diffuse them into the environment, and it creates a wonderful brand memory. So scent becomes a very powerful force. And, of course, these days we're all in our homes, so it's a perfect time to use aroma to break up the day, you know, have something to wake you up in the morning and wind you down at the end of the day, because otherwise it's a really long day.
Now, is it subtle? Is it something we know, or is it sort of on a subconscious level that's taking place when this happens?
It's really both. I think it's nice to be able to admire the aroma, to smell it, especially when it's fitting with the environment or it's creating the mood that you want. But, you know, there are those ways in which scent has been historically known to really reach the limbic system, which is the memory center, the emotional center of our brains. It's almost primal. And so in the presence of certain scents, we will have certain emotions that are triggered. And certain memories, and I'm sure we've all experienced that. We smell something, it takes us right back to a time in our childhood, right? It reminds us of something wonderful. And so that's what we're really loving about scent, particularly these days, is to inspire those terrific moods and emotions that we all need right now.
How does it help us with relaxation or calmness? That's somehow, sometimes you sort of think of that as part of a, you know, you have sort of lighting in the smell. Those are the types of things that help out. And then tell me a little bit about how that helps. And are there specific scents that kind of trigger those things?
Yes, absolutely. Historically known, you know, I'm sure we've all heard about lavender. It is true. Lavender has this wonderful calming and soothing and relaxing effect. But, you know, how you're diffusing the scent is very important. How we're using technology in a clean and safe way to deliver that into your environment is very important. You know, candles are lovely, but when you're at home all day long, it's nice to change it up a little bit and not have to worry about a flame or hot wax. And so, you know, certain scents can trigger emotions. We mentioned lavender. Citrus is very uplifting, so, you know, you might want to be calm, but you also might want a little bit of a mood boost as well. And then how you deliver it with technology is very important.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. A citizen company has put together something that you've teamed up with. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. I've been so proud to work with Citizen and their whole team to take their excellence and innovation and timekeeping and bring it into a new wellness center that we call Sensory Time. And not only do I get to use my experience with Citizen to create these wonderful naturally derived aromas like Lavender Escape and Citrus Boost, but they've gone further, and they've even incorporated a modulating wellness light here, a 24-hour alarm clock. There's a pitch-perfect sound system, and there's even a place you can charge your devices. So talk about make your life streamline and simple and really enhance your wellness. In partnership with Citizen, we're so proud to bring this to market, and it's available right now.
Now, I need to ask about that alarm clock. Do we get a different set every hour?
You could if you wanted to. The system is super easy to change out. It comes with two scents. You could put your Citrus Boost in the morning. You could put your Lavender Escape in the evening. It's very easy to use, and you can certainly change things up as you want to.
And, of course, I guess, what about making it last? A lot of times when you first have a scent, you can smell it, and your nose kind of gets adjusted to it, or maybe other people are more sensitive. How do you balance that out when you're working in this sort of arena?
Well, I think that's the beauty of being able to control the scent, you know, so you can have it on at certain points during the day, and it can act as a cue, and as I said, you can change it out. We also have a feature on this particular Sensory Time product where you can actually even change it to the size of the environment that you're in. So if you're in a smaller space and you want to move to a larger space, you can also adjust the way that it's functioning with really just the press of a button.
During your time, have you ever created a scent? Have you worked on that process? What's that like?
Oh, my gosh, my favorite subject. I know we have limited time, but yes, we have been so very blessed to have the most amazing clients. We've developed Hyatt Hotel signature scents to Hyatt Place. We've developed the One Hotel scent, which has been very successful. We've also developed for Baccarat. We've had the great honor to work with H&M. They have a scent that we created in their Paris store. And, of course, my most recent project that I'm so proud of is to work with Citizen and bring my expertise to the table in creating the Lavender Escape and the Citrus Boost. So they smell beautiful, but they're also good for you as well.
So you end up branding a scent with a company so that if I smell that, I kind of think of that company? Is that kind of the sort of the science or the thought behind some of that?
Yes. Well, if I've done my job well, hopefully whenever you smell a particular scent, you'll be taken right back to that amazing visit that you had at the One Hotel. Or when you smell Citrus Boost, you'll remember that beautiful wellness center from Citizen sitting next to your bedside or in your office, and it will give you that great memory. And you know, we've been at this for 13 years. My late husband started the company, and over these years, we've had the great opportunity to really practice and hone our skill, and so proud to be a part of some of these wonderful endemic scents.
Wow. Not only do you get this to make the scents, you probably come up with those fascinating names that kind of describe what it is that you're smelling, too. So
yes,
that's kind of a new thing. Caroline, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about some of this new technology, where's a good place to get some details on that?
We can go right to citizenwatch.com, and this item is available right now. I think it's the perfect Valentine's Day gift because I always wonder what I'm going to get from my husband. So perfect timing.
Sounds good. Caroline, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for you. Caroline Fabregas joining us today. She's the CEO of Scent Marketing.